Okay. I will call to order this meeting of the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District on Wednesday, June 18th at 6 p.m. And I will do roll call first, please.
Director Karen Ray Russom?
Here.
Director Cassidy?
Here.
Director Shirley Gibson?
Here.
Perfect. Now we will do the Pledge of Allegiance. Please rise. All right, now on to the agenda review. Do any of the directors want to make any changes or move things around on their agenda?
No, ma'am.
All righty, so we will move on to public comments on items not appearing on the agenda. Seeing that there's nobody in the audience, I'll open public comment. Seeing nobody in the audience, I will close public comment. And we will move on to the consent agenda. So this is items 5A and 5B, the approval of the warrants and approval of the meeting minutes. Council members, directors, do you have any questions on the consent agenda?
No,
then I will open public comment on the consent agenda. Seeing nobody come forward, then I will close public comment. And
I'll make a motion to accept the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. And would you like a roll call? Or do you want all in favor say aye? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No, motion carries. Now we'll move on to our action items. And the first item is item 6A, the public hearing and adoption of resolution. This is approving the budget for the fiscal year. And I'll send it over to staff.
Good evening, Jeremy Jen. The item before you is the public hearing and adoption of the resolution number 2025-460, approving the budget for fiscal year 25-26. Our recommendation is that your board open the public hearing, receive any input on the proposed budget, receive and consider any public testimony regarding the proposed budget, close the public hearing following the conclusion of any public comment, incorporate any board-directed revisions into the budget documents, and adopt resolution 2025-460, thereby approving the district budget. And with that, I'll turn it over to our secretary bookkeeper, Amy Simpson, to present our final budget.
Good evening, ladies of the board. This is your fiscal year 2025-26 budget. Tonight's recommendation is just what Jeremy just read. tonight we have a consolidated budget. The total amount of revenue is $200,900. And tonight's total expenses is $8,200,900. That will be a balanced budget. This is the district cash and the reserves. There's three funds in our budget. We have Fund 19, the operations and maintenance account; Fund 20, the capital expansion account, which has our LAIF investments; and Fund 26 is our capital replacement. In Fund 19, for our operating budget, we have $3,500,189. In our capital expansion, which is really just LAIF, we have $1,262,699. And in our capital replacement, we have $361,294. For total cash balance at May 31st of $5,124,000. The minimum operating reserve as of June 30, 2025 will be $541,200. And this was 10% of the operating costs of the last audited financials. The available cash after the reserve is $4,582,982. Fund 19 is our operating budget. This budget comprises the salaries and wages, the employee benefits and other personnel costs, such as the medical and dental, the permits, fees, and licenses, the communications, the administrative and professional fees, legal costs, engineering, the coastal hazards and monitoring report, the LAFCO budget share, the Zone 1-1A property taxes, agency billing, disposal services, which is solids handling and brine disposal sampling, the utilities, the maintenance tools and replacements, the materials, services, and supplies, the training, education, and memberships, our SCADA system. This year, we've moved it out of the expansion account over to the operating account. Our debt service, which was to pay for the redundancy project, and our inter-fund transfer, which is the only way that our replacement and maintenance account gets money, so it's accounted for in Fund 19. Staffing. This year, we budgeted for 11 positions. This is going to maintain safe and effective operations, meet regulatory requirements, and support ongoing capital and maintenance project. The laboratory manager position remains vacant currently, but funding is included in the budget to support filling this role. Our staffing consists of one district administrator, one secretary bookkeeper, one plant superintendent, one plant operations supervisor, a plant senior operator, a laboratory manager, which is currently vacant, the laboratory technician, and four plant operator twos. Fund 20 is our expansion account. This fund receives revenue annually from connection fees. This fund supports capacity, expansion, and studies. The fiscal year 2025-26 budgets for one project, and that is the completion of the wastewater redundancy project. The above amount represents the cost of fulfilling all board-approved remaining contracts associated with the redundancy project. There are no new funding allocations for the redundancy project in this budget. Fund 26, the capital replacement and maintenance account. This one has the trunk sewer maintenance at $31,000, and that is for the MKN to finish up the study on our trunk sewer capacity. And then it also budgets for a new Amiod filter, a chemical tank, the cogen unit, the diesel fuel tank, the FFR rehab planning, laboratory equipment, mobile equipment, which would include vehicles and anything that moves, structural inspections, trunk main repairs, replacements, the city water project, the water champ replacement. In conclusion, the fiscal year 2025-26 budget successfully addresses all known district operation and maintenance requirements, preserves the district's reserve levels, and provides full funding for capital expenditures, including the final closeout construction costs of the redundancy project in fiscal year 2025-2026. And tonight's recommendation is that we close the public hearing and direct revisions, if any, be incorporated into the budget for fiscal year 25-26, and we adopt resolution number 2025-460, approving the budget for fiscal year 2025-2026. And that concludes my report.
Thank you so much for the report. Do we have any questions from our directors?
I just want to clarify the...
Can you turn on your mic really quick?
I just want to clarify the funds that we loaned and that for the redundancy project. Did those come out of reserves or?
That's correct. So currently the district has expended about $8.3 million in construction costs for the secondary clarifier repair and about another $1 million in other non-construction related damage cost damages from the SC2 repair. And so that total $9.3 million, when recovery occurs in the first quarter of 25-26, you will see that reserve number that Amy was showing at around $5 million. It'll go to the $14.5 million mark once we recoup the expenditures that we've fronted in repairing the secondary clarifier, increasing the district's financial position substantially when we recover that. And I will say that that is being finalized right now. There's the potential that we'll receive it next month, but I'll still continue to say first quarter of the next fiscal year we'll receive that reimbursement. And I'll communicate with your board what we believe our final costs are, and we should have that at the next meeting or the July 16th meeting. And then I'll come back and show you what our performance was in recovering that, what we believed were our damages. We'll provide those costs. They won't change much. It's around $9.3 million. And then once we receive that, whatever repayment we get, we anticipate it'll be the full amount. I'll come and share that with your board and the public on how we performed in recovering that monies.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Was that it? All right, any other questions? No? Okay, so then I will open the public hearing. Seeing nobody in the audience, I will now close the public hearing and bring it back to the board for additional direction and consideration.
Just a quick comment for those people who didn't watch last time. We did have questions last time, and this is the approval of what we discussed last time. So I just wanted to clarify why we don't have any questions. And with that, I will move that we adopt Resolution 2025-460, approving the district budget for fiscal year 25-26.
Wonderful. We have a motion.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Can I get a roll call, please?
Excuse me just a moment. I know over here, and you usually don't hear from me. I have a small detail like to request that the recital that you see first in that resolution be revised slightly to read, whereas the district annually designates a budget for revenues and expenditures as a prudent financial practice and an aid in compliance with multiple requirements of state law. It's just a detail, but it's something to make the resolution completely accurate.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Thank you so much. We have a motion and a second. Can I get a roll call, please?
Director Karen Ray Russom?
Yes.
Director Cassie D?
Yes.
Director Shirley Gibson?
Yes.
Motion approved.
All right, thank you so much, and thank you for clarifying that as well and putting on the record that we did have questions last time. So now on to item 6B, the adoption of a resolution granting cost of living adjustments and modifications to benefits for non-represented employees.
Good evening, Jeremy Gent, District Administrator. As you introduced, the item before you is adoption of a resolution granting cost of living adjustments and modifications to benefits for non-represented employees. There are two groups of employees at the Sanitation District. We have represented by the SEIU, Service Employees International. And back in December, we reached an agreement with them for 3 years of labor peace, and we're just entering year two of that 3-year agreement. And what's before you today is basically setting salary increases at the same threshold that was negotiated for the represented units. And the three positions that are covered are myself, the district administrator, the wastewater plant superintendent, Michael Jones, and the bookkeeper secretary, Amy Simpson. So this maintains market competitiveness, recognizes the contribution of the employees, and ensures the district continues to recruit and retain qualified staff. We're requesting that your board approve a 4% increase to the base salary, effective on the first full pay period of in July of 2025. And then additionally, the represented staff also have arranged to receive a $1,000 year-end payment in December of 2025. And we're requesting that that be made available to the non-represented staff members as well. under fiscal considerations, the total cost of salary increases for the fiscal year budget would be $17,133, and the total of the three-year end payments would equate to $3,000 for a total of $20,133 to the district's budget. We have included sufficient funds in the proposed 25-26 budget to cover those cost increases as they were planned and anticipated. With that, that concludes my staff report, and I'm happy to answer any questions the board may have.
Any questions from our board?
No.
No? Okay, I do not have any questions either, so I will now open public comment on this item. Seeing nobody come forward, I will close public comment on this item and bring it back to the board for consideration.
Madam Chair, I'll move that we approve Resolution 2025-461 of the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District, granting cost of living adjustments and modifications to benefits for non-represented full-time employees.
Thank you. We have a motion. Can I get a second?
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Director Karen Ray Russom?
Yes.
Director Cassie D?
Yes.
Director Shirley Gibson?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Great. Thank you so much. So now on to item 6C, adoption of a resolution approving a publicly available pay schedule as required by California Public Employees Retirement System CalPERS Regulations Exhibit A.
Good evening, Jeremy Jen. this item definitely continues with the last one. We do this to be concise with CalPERS so that they can see this action individually rather than combining it with the previous action. So we're recommending that your board adopt Resolution 25-462, adopting a publicly available pay schedule for fiscal year 25-26 in accordance with CalPERS retirement system regulations. So in 2011, CalPERS adopted regulations setting forth the required elements necessary to meet the definition of publicly available pay schedules, and the required elements are listed in the staff report. I won't read them verbatim. And so what this item does is it brings us into compliance with state law and memorializes the previous action documenting the 4% raises and allowing CalPERS to compute retirement and pension benefits based on those publicly adopted salary schedules. And so with that concludes my staff report, and I'm happy to answer any questions the board may have.
Any questions from the board?
Not from me.
Okay, and I don't have any questions either, so I'll open public comment and I will close public comment and bring it back to the board for consideration.
No, I have no questions.
Okay. All right, I'm rolling.
Okay,
I'm on a roll.
I think you're going to make the motions every single time.
I will move that we adopt a resolution approving a publicly available pay schedule as required by California Public Employees Retirement System as Exhibit A.
All right, I have a motion. Can I get a second?
Okay.
I have a motion and a second. Can I get a roll call, please?
Director Karen Ray Russom?
Yes.
Director Cassie D?
Yes.
Director Shirley Gibson?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Now on to 6D, the contract amendment 3 for WWTP Redundancy Project Administration Services with MKN and Associates.
So, yeah, good evening, Jeremy Gent, District Administrator.
What's your name?
Same guy.
What's your name?
Right?
I do this for the live audience in case they click the button, go into the item.
Yeah. Oh, good.
That's why I'm doing that.
You're
I'm sorry.
So smart.
If you've ever watched these meetings and skipped this stuff, I don't know.
Great job.
Yeah. So we're asking that you authorize me to execute a contract amendment for continued wastewater treatment plant redundancy project administration services for MKN Associates in the amount of $35,317 for a total amended contract, current contract budget of $377,946. And so I'll take a minute to just say this is the continuation of delivering the redundancy project as we've kind of incurred these delays, and MKN has acted as an extension of staff project management, specifically Eileen Shields, who most of you have met and seen give multiple presentations to the board. And so this brings us to conclusion. It's their final amendment. But I did want to take a moment to go to the finances section. I drilled into this a little bit to kind of review MKN's performance and the district's performance to a certain degree. And I wanted to, if we look to the last paragraph on the financial considerations, it reads, Of the $722,383 total that has been paid to MKN in the past 5 years, $225,174 of that will be included in our claim to Kennedy Jenks as cost attributable to SC2 damage, rehabilitation, cost schedule tracking, and actually doing the claims process itself. So that results in a total expense of $497,208 that we've paid MKN to deliver the redundancy project and provide that project management and engineering oversight. And that's a smaller portion than the construction management. But what I'm getting at here is in 2019, MKN and district staff brought to your board, and MKN had estimated that for full project delivery of the redundancy project, that their support services were estimated to cost $500,093. And they would come back year after year and request annual authorizations, but that's what they thought it would cost. And so today we're bringing back before you, 5 years later, 6 years later, $497,208. And so that's leaving them $2,800 under their original estimated budget.
That is seriously impressive.
It is. And yeah. We didn't even know because of how it happened with the SC2 repair. Like, we hadn't been tracking like that performance at all right until this very moment we were preparing this staff report. And I did just want to take a moment and talk a little bit longer about how remarkable that is to stay within that. It's during COVID, during supply chain. SC2 repairs. So it's an indication of the quality that their firm has brought to the district for that duration. And I want to recognize them for that to a certain degree. So I can't say enough how much they've done to deliver and work through these obstacles and this secondary clarifier failure. Ms. Shields deserves a lot of kudos, and I intend to recognize her more at the ribbon cutting. So thank you. And with that concludes my staff report, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Wow. Any
I questions? Have only one question. Mm-hmm. What are the chances she's watching this right now?
I told her she didn't have to come tonight because she asked if she was worried, like, are there going to be any questions about the MKN amendment? And I was like, no, I think the staff report speaks for itself. You don't have to come. But, I assume that if she's not watching now, she'll be watching tomorrow. Yeah.
Good. Well, then I only have one thing to say is thanks, Eileen. She's been amazing.
Any other questions?
No, but that makes me happy because their MKN is doing some work for us right now.
Good. Okay. Well, I will open public comment on this item, and I will close public comment on this item, and bring it back to the board for consideration. I was like, are we going to
I have nothing. Go for it, Karen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to scroll, so stand by. There we go. All right. I will move that we authorize the district administrator to execute a contract amendment for the continued wastewater treatment plant redundancy project administration services with MKN and associates in the amount of $35,000. You did this to me.
Oh, no.
$35,317 for a total contract budget of $377,946.
We have a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Can I get a roll call, please?
Director Karen Ray Russom?
Yes.
Director Cassidy?
Yes.
Director Shirley Gibson?
Yes.
Great. Okay, now on to item 6E, the district administrator report.
Good evening. I will be presenting the district administrator's report.
I'm sorry, who are you?
Who are you?
just quickly here on the redundancy project, it's mostly understood. So construction substantially complete and the plant is operational. All construction activity will be completed on June 27th, I'm sorry. And actually, I received an email today saying that I'm skeptical to say it, but Friday of this week, which is the 20th, a week early from their late day. So it might be the 20th that they're done. They might not even need the last 7 days. So it's getting exciting. I think you can feel some of the giddiness in my voice. Project team is working toward an August 6th closing on our $4.54 million in low-interest USDA financing. All of that's tracking fine with the project closeout being a component of that. On August 29th, we'll pay off $4.54 million in interim financing, which are Series B certificates of participations. It's a name for a type of bond. Costs relating to SC2 damage are being finalized along with necessary backup and supporting documents to submit the claim. The district and Kennedy Jenks has tracked and compiled $9.3 million in damages. All major costs have been identified. Changes or additions will likely be minimal as remaining costs are collected and documented. We're planning a ribbon cutting. I think some emails have gone out for save the dates, and we're scheduling that on the morning of July 30th. Invitation and details will be forthcoming. And next month, we have our Prop 218 hearing on the 2nd, and then on the 16th, we will have our second reading of the Prop 218 to actually set those rates, assuming that everything passes. And with that I will note that we don't have a plant operations report. We report Mr. Jones' documentation is done monthly. And so when we have two meetings in a month, I don't request that he prepares a plant operations report. And so that concludes my administrator's report, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you for making that clarification, because I wasn't sure why you weren't going to speak tonight. So I thought something was wrong. Okay, I'm glad. Okay, good. Any comments or questions from our
Just
board?
Just a quick comment. Thank you for choosing a date that's within my summer vacation so that I can attend. So I'm very excited about that, and I can't wait till July 30th. Very, very excited. I may or may not have reported this out as done today at the South County Chamber of Commerce. So
I would bet 100% on that. So.
Will there be food?
A smorgasbord.
At least snacks.
Okay.
Perfect.
Good.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
All right. Awesome. Board member communications?
No.
Nope. I don't have anything else. So we will adjourn the meeting. The next regularly scheduled board meeting is July 2nd, 2025 at 6 p.m. at the Oceano Community Services District. And we will see you there.